De hominis sed dignitate.
Your ideas, curiosities, adventures, doodles, and little poems is all there is, and it is all that will hold the world together. From the little seed of your notebook, your trusty pencil, that one thing you posted on the internet that still impresses you, grows a brilliant thinker, a custodian of knowledge, a lover of wisdom, and a great being. If you choose to practice resignation, if you fall, the link of chain that holds the past and the future of humanity will weaken. The many hearts of the great beings that rose before you will wail and howl, and the universe will become permanently darker for it. School is just the best all of the uneducated humanity at the time could agree on. It is our first best try, and it was a failure that in its misery will now serve us as a source of wisdom for building the second generation of schools. This time everybody can see that proper education is the best hope humanity has. This time we will know the price that miseducated Earth pays. People that made you feel unintelligent made a mistake out of desperation, because they couldn't have known how to teach, because the idea of the classroom and standardized education and testing is just an uninformed political fantasy. It is crafted for simple and convincing displays of progress and easy re-election campaigns. School was invented as an experiment by great self-taught beings. Though it is broken, it still serves us to keep the global level of knowledge high enough for us to communicate about leaving bad ideas behind and which are worth keeping. We know it will be based on the way self-taught learn. We know there will be no grades, just your brilliant path through the tree of knowledge. The new generation of schools will bring humanity closer together. It will help us take better care of our planet and its inhabitants. We used to think that school was an island, but it turned out to be the very thing that steers humanity forward in time. You were seen as students once, and now you will be seen as Earth's captains, lighthouse keepers, navigators, and admirals. If I may, let us begin by taking to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and setting it as the opening chapter of the new textbook, in recognition that school is directly responsible for the future of Earth and all of her inhabitants. And may the first lesson of this first new textbook stand to describe how vulnerable we are to cultural indoctrination and the resulting following without thinking. May it serve as a cautionary tale and as an inspiration to leadership, clear thinking, and always choosing the harder right over the easier wrong. May all the countless chapters of this new book help each student, young or old, to find their beginning and discover their unique path through human knowledge.